Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
About our football team. In the losses, and I say that because it feels like they could all be lumped together. I know that's not the case. There are different reasons why we've lost these five games. But what is bugging you, and what are you seeing as an analyst that you feel like, okay, that's it right there. This is the problem, or maybe these things shouldn't be happening.
Or your top five.
Yeah, I don't think that there is one thing. You just mentioned that. My frustration is the ability to finish. Okay. I know that everybody wants heads on chopping blocks and we want to get rid of these people, and you guys may be already talking about the draft and all that kind of stuff, but there's a lot of football left to play, and there's a lot of things you're going to figure out about this team. And one of the things they're going to figure out is that they're going to play hard every week. You've had a chance, guys, and I know this is not – it's maybe salt in the wound. You're one play away from being 3-0 the last 3 weeks. And I know that's hard to swallow, and I know it's hard to kind of think about, but you're in position to win the games. So finish the game. You know, I can take you back to the New England game. You're on the plus 48-yard line. You're one completion away from kicking a field goal and winning a game. Last weekend, you're one play on defense, tackle Daniel Jones on, right, on third and 20-21. You win the game. You're in go to overtime. Last weekend, if Drake and Kirk hook up on that slant route with a minute 35 left in the game and Canales has burned his timeouts, the game's over. You win the game. That's how close you are to winning these games. And I know that's hard to stomach and all those kind of things, I guess, for everybody that wants to fire coaches and GMs and all that kind of stuff. That's where we're at. This team is in position. The coaches are putting them in position. The players are putting themselves in position to win the games, and they're coming up just short. So my frustration is, where is the finish? Why can't we finish? Why do we get the illegal man downfield on a screen play that nets 15 yards that's going to put us up the field potentially to go win the football game in overtime? Why can't we catch the football when it comes to you in a situation where it's going to put you in a third and short situation? Or 2 weeks ago, Pitts goes 70 yards for a touchdown, a walk-in touchdown, if he catches the football. Those are the little things that are driving me crazy, Carl.
Right. And the thing, Arch, as I said, I think it takes a village to be, you know, this bad in the clutch. Because, you know, I'm sitting there in Berlin and I'm watching, they get Daniel Jones going 20 yards backwards, rushing 5. And then his third and 20, they rush 4. So, I mean, to me, it's a combination of the execution and on the game plan.
Yeah, but you're gonna zone. You don't want to give up. I mean, the last thing you want to do is give up a big pass play on third and 21. Okay, so it's just a matter of being disciplined enough in a pass rush situation to make sure you rush him, keep him in the pocket. And I don't think you have to blitz him there. If you blitz him and you give up a 65-yard touchdown, the egg's all over your face. I mean, because I just singled up the one thing I want as a quarterback is I want you to play man coverage in that situation, because now I get my best player one-on-one against one of your weaker players potentially. I don't want to give up that play. So you're going to play zone. You're going to rush four. You're going to hope he throws the ball underneath, come up, make tackles, force a fourth and long situation. Even with the long run, it's still fourth and two. You still have a chance to make a play on fourth down. So I don't agree with that, Mike. I don't agree with blitzing and all that kind of stuff. When you've played yourself in a position to play that situation a little bit more conservative and not give up the big play, as it turns out you let him get out.
Arch, tell me about your thoughts on Kirk Cousins and where he is right now, because we've got to lean on him to step in this spot. We didn't think we'd have to, but this is why they kept him on the roster. Where is he at as far as his play and taking snaps and getting up to speed? Because it feels like to me he hasn't been there.
Yeah, it's going to be different, Carl, because the ball's not going to come out the way you've been seeing it come out with Michael. So Penix has a top seven arm in the National Football League. And some of that gets him in trouble because he doesn't kick his feet to the secondary read or the third read, and he throws flat-footed and misses some, right? He's inaccurate on some throws. But the ball comes out differently. And so you're going to see a little bit more of a popcorn-type throw out of Kirk. But what you're hoping you're going to get, and I'm expecting the ball to come out on time. I'm expecting him to be able to see stuff maybe a little bit more clearly pre-snap, that he's going to be able to diagnose things a little bit better pre-snap. Now, the guys up front are going to have to help him. You know, there's no question about that. I thought that the guys up front this weekend for Michael, and even for Kirk when he came in the game, I thought the pocket was better. The dirty pockets where you're getting a guy shoved back in your face, if you're Penix with the arm he's got, he can make things kind of happen in that situation. That's not going to be Kirk's deal. If you get shoved back in his face, it's going to take some off the ball, and he doesn't have a lot on the ball anyway. So if you take a little bit out of it, it's going to be short. It's going to be up for grabs maybe in a certain situation. So he's going to need some help up front to do some decent jobs of keeping the pocket clean for him. But I'm anticipating him playing well, and I mean – just the human nature of this thing, guys. I mean, the irony that's dripping off of this is unbelievable. I know you guys have probably talked about it. I mean, you're 6-3 going into this game last year. This is the game he got hurt in. This is the game that changed the tide. I mean, you're going back the complete opposite, 3-7. You need him to rescue you, and he's got a golden opportunity to prove what he's all about. I mean, I think if you like those situations, which anybody that's played quarterback and played at a high level, which Kirk has, you've got to be relishing this opportunity to go shove it right into people's faces is what you can do.
Now, they're giving up about 123 yards a game rushing. So Dave Arch is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He'll be down there in New Orleans with Wes with the call right here on the game. But, yeah, run the football. I mean, we've always talked about, and Kirk under center. So the play action comes into play. But who are the wide receivers, Arch, going to catch this ball with Drake out?
Well, it's going to be the cast of characters you guys know about. Mooney's got to step up. He's got to catch the football. I mean, he's acted like he's allergic to the ball here the last few weeks. He's got to catch the ball. I mean, Kyle Pitts got to catch the football. You've got guys that can make plays. Will they? You know, you got to throw it to them. All you can do is throw it to them. I mean, they're open. The ball's been put on them. Catch the football. And so now some opportunities. Obviously, when you think about Bijan joining the fray when it comes to catching the football. I think he's second on the team in receptions, tied with Kyle Pitts. I think they both have 47 receptions, just below Drake's 60. He's going to have to be more of a factor. That allows you to get another one of your best players in the football game in Tyler Algier. So can you get those two guys on the field? We've seen some of that. I think there might be a little bit more of that in the game to do that. And you can bet that any team that looks at us are going to say, hey, if we stop the run game and put them in third and long situations, they're not going to be able to convert. So you're going to have to be creative. And I know this is something that's one of Mike's favorite deals is let's be creative on first down. I know you want them to run the football. You're going to need to throw the ball on first down too, because this team can rush they can still rush the passer. They still got guys that can get after you up front. So you can't be predictable. So you're going to have to run it and throw it on first down. Now, Bijan might be a little bit more of a part of the passing game.
Dave Archer joining us, analyst for Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. Do you feel like in crunch time that either our scheme or our play calling has hampered us in our inability to finish these games?
No. No, because you, I mean, just go to the last game. Yeah, Kyle, or I mean, not Kyle, there's a Freudian slip. Zach calls a screen, three count screen to Bijan. It's out the gate. Right. I mean, he's up the field, what, 18 yards? They get 18 yards on the play, 16, 18 yards on the play. You're out near the 40-yard line in overtime. You got two guys downfield. He can't do anything about that. That's not his – I mean, you teach him, hey, it's a screen. You can't be more than a yard downfield. Noozle's downfield. What's he doing? You know? Okay, so we come back on second down. You got an open slant route to Kyle. He's going to make it third and two, drops a football. I can't catch the ball for him. So the scheme, he's dialing stuff up. You have to execute the stuff that's there. Now, is he perfect? Carl, you know as well as I do. You guys have been, you've been covering this. You've been covering football a long time. Nothing's ever perfect.
No, okay? It's not.
And the other guy on the other side, the defensive coordinator over there, he's getting paid to do his job too. And so he's going to dial up some stuff where he wins. So when you get an opportunity and you win – you have to take advantage of. You have to catch the football.
And
you
Arch,
have to do the right thing.
I just to interrupt you for a second, and I think this is a valid
point.
No,
let's go ahead.
Because what you're saying is, and this is the thing, and this is the probably the part that hurts Falcon fans the most, what Arch is saying right there is so true, but it's so simplistic. Guys, we haven't won enough in these situations this year to win these games. We have actually had plays to be made, but we haven't won those plays. We haven't either made the catch, gotten the end zone, gotten the third down conversion, or the fourth down conversion. And to your point, like, out of all this other stuff, if I gave you eight plays and showed you and said, if you make these plays, that's probably the part that hurts the most. But then a lot of people, like Mike and I, we get back to where's the attention to detail
the
and
discipline.
The coaching.
Yeah, the things, Arch, that why doesn't it translate from what they're doing in practice to the field? Where's that disconnect?
You have to ask the player. Yeah. Why is what you teach and what you rep in practice? I mean, what do you want him to do when he comes to the sideline? There's a public caning or something because he drops the football. I mean, there's nothing that they rep it in practice. They emphasize it in practice, and when they get in the game, if you let them down, the only recourse would be to pull the guy out of the game, put somebody different in. Okay, so there's your answer. If you want different coaching, then coaching bowls guys out of the game. You only have 48 guys yeah. available to you on game day. So there's not a lot of places to go. If the guy's not going to make the plays, yes, jerk the guy out of the game. You know, that's what you got to do, I guess.
I mean, well, they fired a guy in Ike Hilliard. They made an example out of somebody.
You're hanging on to that too much, Mike. I mean, Ike Hilliard, there was stuff going on with Ike Hilliard last year, okay? And so that was just a culmination. And I know it came at a weird time. They just lost a game big. That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back as far as Ike Hilliard goes. But there was stuff going on last year with Ike Hilliard. I can't get into all the details and stuff like that, but don't think that was the only thing. Okay, let's find somebody to throw under the bus. Let's throw Ike Hilliard under the bus because they got beat 30-0. That's not what happened.
Well, again, Marquise Williams, special teams give up. We finally had a nice return, but we also had a muff punt. Every week, special teams screws things up. Gave up the big field position to the Colts in Berlin. He still got his job. What's his excuse?
I know, but so did Marquise fumble the ball?
So, again, Arch, coaches ultimately bear the price. You know that you've been in the league for years.
I get it. You want to chop a head off. I get it. I see what you're saying. But, unfortunately, what the coaches do, and yes, if you want to criticize what happened to them in Berlin, there was some things schematically they blew in Berlin. There's no question about that. There were some guys that got pinched to the inside. They got to the perimeter and had like three big returns. And you're right. There was some problems there from a schematic standpoint. Came back this last week. None of that happened. Okay, none of that happened. But, okay, Natron Brooks catches the football, and he fumbles it. Okay, there's nothing other than you tell them, hey, ball security. Take care of the ball, and you get a crowd. Well, you know, like I said, what are you going to do to the guy, okay? Now, he's got to catch the football
when it's on the 5-yard line. Ball hits in the landing zone and goes in the end zone. If you want to start talking about, okay, catch the football there, okay, are we in that stack eye formation too long? See, they're trying to get Agnew the ball. They want Agnew to catch it. So the kicking team knows that as well. So we go into an eye, kind of an eye set back there, and they split right as the kicker approaches the football. So it's almost like a kicker in soccer, Mike, when you've got a penalty kick, right? And you're a goaltender, and you wait till the last minute, and you go to one side, right? So you're trying to guess right. Well, they guess wrong a couple of times, the two returners, as to which way they're going to go, and Brooks ends up with the football. At that point, he's got to take the onus of, I've got to protect the ball, and I've got to do the right thing with it, okay? And I just don't know what you want Marquise to do with that.
Arch, we're up against it, but these passionate conversations, one, we appreciate you bringing your expertise to the show and giving us a different analysis. That's something I do want to mention, because these are conversations, as the season is ramped up, they get more and more passionate because we're all frustrated. With that said, what's it going to take to beat the Saints before we let you go?
It's going to take finishing the game, guys. You've had four games that you haven't finished, and you've lost all four. We're in four one-score games. That includes the game to start the season, and you didn't get it done. So who's going to step up and make a play? You've got to make it when the ball comes your way or a play comes. How about the tackles, guys? We didn't even talk about
in
overtime. Trimble catches the ball, and five guys miss tackles.
Yes.
I know we're trying to let the defense off the hook here because we're second in the league in sacks. Got to tackle the football.
Yeah,
okay,
terrible.
So it's not just the offense that's making mistakes here. But those are the kind of things.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Things that players have to make play. You hear it all the time. Players make plays. When you have a chance, make the plays. And let me say this. I know, and I love debating it with you guys, and Mike is as passionate as there is out there. I've had a chance to work with Mike, love being around him. The dude wants us to win at the highest possible level. There's nothing he wants more. And so the passion you hear in Mike Bell's voice and in Carl's voice is that they're frustrated. They want to go to a Super Bowl just as much as anybody else does. So I love what you guys bring to the table. I love how hard you guys are grinding on it and trying to figure it out. Let's go get us a win this weekend.
That's all we can do. Thanks so much, Arch. Appreciate the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.